everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of Love Every Day. Today is January 23rd, and this is week 3, day 7. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, with another solo Saturday summary. On Sunday, John and I talked about the verse, "Reject every kind of evil." I think this is an important one to be reminded of, because sometimes it's easy to forget where the line in the sand is, whether that's because you've given up on it or because it's gotten washed away completely. And you might ask, why is it important to hold fast to your morals? And the answer is rather simple, actually. It's to prevent the day that you turn around and realize that the line you drew in the sand is now miles behind you, and you have no idea where you are or how you got there. Temptation and peer pressure are slippery slopes. One day you're saying no to something, and the next day you're like, okay, maybe. And the next day you're like, I did it last time, why not now? And the next day you're like, well, I'm already this far, let's just keep going. And one day you'll realize that the thing that you swore you never would do, you've done a million times. In order to keep yourself from that fate, it's good to be reminded to reject every kind of evil and to stay strong with your morals. Never cross the line in the sand and you'll be good. On Tuesday, John ran the podcast with a couple guests where they explored and asked themselves the questions, what do I have control over that I tell myself I don't? And what do I not have control over that I tell myself I do? When John originally brought this question up to me, I was really intrigued by the contrasting nature of it. And the idea of control is a big part of my life, and it's where a lot of my anxiety comes from. I get anxiety when I try to control things I can't and don't control the things I can. In social situations, my mind is constantly consumed with wanting to know how the other person thinks of me. So I'm never quite focused on what's important in the situation, which is what I'm saying. And I end up looking like a fool regardless of what the other person actually was thinking. If I were to focus on what I could control, which is the words I use and the thoughts I think, instead of worrying about what other people thought, things would probably go better. And this idea can be used in any aspect of life. So the next time you're feeling down or anxious, ask yourself this question and see where things lead. Tuesday, Thomas and I discussed probably my favorite prompt to date. Stay focused by committing yourself to consistent persistency. This is something my dad taught me when I was really young. He didn't come up with a quote or anything, but he taught me the idea, and I've tried my best to hold fast to it. Growing up, there was a track behind our house that belonged to the middle school, and almost every day I'd go out there and run on it. My dad would come out and he would time me, and we made it into a little race thing against myself, where every day I would try to beat my time. So I got really good at running. Well, always there was this moment at the end of the race, at the end of the track, when I was nearing the finish line, when I just remember my dad saying, "Come on, come on, it's the last little bit, push harder, come on, come on." And I did. The last little leg of the race, I would run just a little bit harder, a little bit faster than I thought I could. And it's interesting because when you're running a race, the two fastest points in the race is at the beginning and at the end. Before the starting gun goes off, you're in this mindset of, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm going to win this race. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to run as fast as I can, and I'm going to win it. And as soon as that starting gun goes off, you take off the starting block, and you run and run and run. And the fastest moment is at the beginning of the race when you first take off, because pretty soon you tire out and you can no longer keep that pace running. And so you start going at this steady pace, and maybe you do some bursts of speed along the way. Occasionally you're like, okay, I need to push a little bit harder. I can be faster than this. I can be faster. I can do better. And you push yourself a little bit more, but then you tire out again and you get back to that steady pace, and you keep going for the rest of the race, just burst after burst after burst. And then you get to the end. And for example, let's say each burst of speed that you did was like 5 seconds. You know, you could only hold that burst for 5 seconds, and then you slowed down back to that steady pace. But then at the end, you've got like 20 seconds of racetrack left. You're not going to be able to keep that burst of speed going for 20 seconds, right? But you can, because at the end of the race, it's over. At the end of the race, you can rest. And so even though the rest of the race, everything that happened from the beginning to the point you're at now near the end, That was all stop and go. It was all stop and go. Now that you're at the end, all there is to go. And you can rest when the race is done. So at the end of the race, when you're still at that steady pace, just remember to persevere and push harder than you thought you could. Commit yourself to consistent persistency and push hard and persevere and win that race. On Wednesday, John and I explored the prompt, Keep It Simple, Stupid. I like this one because, well, it's simple. There's no overly complex, deep meaning about it. Take it at face value. Don't make things too complicated and break things down to bite-sized chunks. We all get overwhelmed at times, and sometimes it's hard to remember that the problem you're facing is simpler than you think it is. It's always simpler than you think it is. When I get overwhelmed, I tend to make the problem out to be this big monster of a thing that can never be solved, can never be overcome. And I forget that it isn't. Not always. Maybe once in a while, there's a massive problem that actually is massive, but most of the time, it's just something small that we forget about, and something small that we make to be big. Keep it simple. Remind yourself that things are simpler than they appear. On Thursday, I was joined by both John and Thomas, where we talked about the prompt, Perspective is Key. This one was an interesting one, because I asked them what they thought that perspective was key to. Why should you have perspective? And at first they couldn't come up with an answer, but we started talking about arguments, and we quickly discovered that when it comes to arguments, at least, perspective is key to understanding the issue and understanding the other person's point of view. In an argument, it's a two-way street and you only know one side. So perspective is key to understanding the other person's side. And perspective is also key in your own life. Each day we grow and change and learn. And it's good to understand that where you came from is not where you're going, and where you are now is not who you were and who you are going to be. It's like when you're working out. You start off at a certain weight, and it's a struggle at first. You're trying and trying, and you can hardly bench press it, but you get it. Eventually you get it. And then the next day, and the next week, you're able to do a little bit more. And each day, each time you work out, like, this is tough, but I need to do it. This is tough. And even though sometimes I think I can't do it, I can, because I'm learning and growing. And then eventually you'll realize, and you'll look back, you'll realize just how much you've grown and just how much you've changed. And you realize that the weight that you started off at that you thought that you couldn't do, you can now do super easily. It's like forging yourself in fire. Each day we grow and learn and change. And perspective is key to understanding and realizing that even if you think you can't do it today, tomorrow or the next day you can. You just need to keep pushing forward, keep learning, keep growing, keep changing. And one day you realize the thing that you thought you couldn't do has now made you stronger than ever. The thing that you thought you couldn't do, you can now do easily. The thing that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Friday, I was joined by John and Thomas again, where we went over a song lyric from the song You Are the Universe by the Brand New Heavies. The lyric is, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. There's nothing you can't do. It was interesting because the three of us looked at this with three different perspectives. Thomas looked at it at a realistic perspective. John looked at it with a pessimistic perspective. And I looked at it with an optimistic perspective. And we couldn't really agree whether the lyric was true or not. The pessimistic point of view saw that there was limitations, that humans have limitations, and that although we have big imaginations and we can dream big and we can dream anything really, there are human limitations that keep us from achieving anything. Just because one person can achieve it doesn't mean that another person can. But I don't quite agree with that. I think that if one person can achieve it, anyone can achieve it. And maybe that's being too optimistic, because humans do have limitations. And that's maybe why the realistic view is a little bit better, because it notes that there are limitations, that humans have limitations, but with enough hard work, enough determination, enough help, you're able to overcome that limitation, that roadblock, that obstacle, and you're able to get to that goal. So while, even though I'm sure if you can conceive it, that you can achieve it, there's nothing you can't do, even though I 100% agree with that, I also know that there are limitations and that there are roadblocks. And it's not always possible for things to come true. But if you work hard enough, if you want your goal so badly, so, so very badly, and you work hard with enough determination to get it, I believe that you will get it. You have to overcome all of those roadblocks first before you can achieve it. But if you're able to overcome the roadblocks, then you can get it. If you're not able to overcome the roadblocks, then you won't be able to get it. But if you can, then you can do it. You just have to start, and you just have to get going, and you just have to do it. There are going to be roadblocks. There can be many roadblocks. But if you can overcome them, if you get the help, if you get the assistance, and if you work hard enough to get over them, then you can do it. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. There's nothing you can't do. Thank you guys for listening. It really means a lot that you guys choose this podcast to listen to. There's so many out there, and knowing that you've chosen this one, and maybe this is the first one you've listened to, but it really just kind of warms my heart that you guys choose this podcast to listen to. I love spreading positivity, and I hope you guys like gaining positivity. I don't know why you guys would be listening to this if you didn't, so enjoy the positivity. Make sure to visit the website, loveeverydaythepodcast.com. Send us a message. You can do that there. Go like our page on Facebook, Love Every Day. Send us a message. I love hearing from you guys. And catch us tomorrow at 7 a.m. I'm Jesse, and remember to always live your life with love, and love your life every day. Thank you guys for listening. Peace out.